When war raged in Iraq, there were stories of looting museums and archaeological sites and many artifacts being smuggled out of the country, hundreds of thousands by some estimates. And there are stories that those reports are wildly overblown. With questions about the role of American museums in the illicit antiquities trade, NPR's Ari Shapiro went to the Boston Museum of Fine Arts.
When a museum decides to purchase an artifact, it starts by researching the object's provenance. The provenance tells curators where the item came from, when it left its country of origin, and who's owned it in the meantime. Hopefully, it also tells museum officials whether the object is legal. Patty Gerstenblith teaches cultural property law at DePaul University Law School. She says museums often come across objects without clear documentation, and then they're faced with a choice.
Do you assume that the object is legitimate and go ahead and acquire it as long as somebody doesn't prove to you that it's stolen and looted? Or do you put the onus on the seller and say, prove to me that you have a legitimate background for this object, that it is not the product of looting of the site?
Gerstenblith says unless you choose the latter, you risk ending up with stolen artifacts. Katie Getchell disagrees. She's deputy director for curatorial administration at Boston's Museum of Fine Arts, and she says at her museum, the policy is somewhat more intuitive. A lot of people look at the evidence, consider the seller, and then make the best decision they can.
If something we find out about the object causes us concern and makes us think that there's any significant likelihood that it came here illegally at any step, we would not proceed. But of course, you know, we do take a lot of people's word, and it's difficult, especially with collectors, to second guess.
That doesn't mean your local art museum will be purchasing Iraqi antiquities anytime soon. Great Britain has already passed a law banning the purchase of certain types of artifacts that may have come from Iraq, and the U.S. Congress is considering similar legislation. Even if it wasn't, Rita Fried says a museum would be absolutely stupid to go anywhere near something that even looked as though it had come from Iraq. She's in charge of the Art of the Ancient World Department at Boston's MFA.
If there's a doubt about a piece, there's always some other piece about which there's no doubt. And we don't want to be in a position of looting archaeological sites, because all of us are archaeologists at heart as well.
The archaeologists I spoke with disagree. Paul Zemanski is an archaeology professor at Boston University, and he says there's a key difference between archaeologists and museum curators.
Museums operating excavations are interested in acquiring things, and we as field archaeologists really feel the goal of this is to acquire information, and the two are not always compatible.
He thinks museums' current attitude towards Iraq is a bit disingenuous. After all, he points out, sites in Southeast Asia and South America have been looted for years, and nobody's prohibiting the sale of those artifacts.
Worldwide looting of antiquities is a major problem. And yes, it would be better if museums simply didn't acquire them, and if these things, when they were found, were returned to the countries of origin.
Museum officials and archaeologists agree that current conditions in Iraq are intolerable. Zemanski was there during the summer, and he's brought back photographs of archaeological sites that look like moonscapes, full of craters that looters have dug. He says the looting in the countryside is even worse than the looting of the Baghdad Museum, because at least people knew what was in the museum. In the countryside,
we're losing vast amounts of information, and we will never know what that information is.
So where do the looted objects go? Well, private collectors are one destination. And sometimes objects get sold from private collections into public museums. No museum wants to be caught with looted Iraqi antiquities, but papers can be forged. Every museum has its own conscience, and the thousands of objects that have left Iraq have to end up somewhere. I'm Ari Shapiro.